Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord says, "I've told you this so that you may not fall away." He's told us what? What is to be our strength, our consolation, our support? He said, "I am sending you an advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit." So all down through tradition, there's been two interpretations of that word, advocate and comforter. Now it's interesting, our Lord gives a title to the evil one, which is the exact contrary to the title he gives to the Holy Spirit. He causes the evil one the accuser. So we have an advocate and we have an accuser. And both of them can move our hearts. And both of them can insert thoughts into our minds. And our Lord gives us titles for them so that we'll be able to recognize, okay, where is this voice coming from? What is the origin of this movement of my heart? Is it my advocate or is it my accuser? The great discerner of spirits, St. Ignatius of Loyola, he wrote Principles of Discernment, and they've been in existence now for 500 years, and nothing has ever compared with them. And I want to just share with you very briefly. He says, "How do we know when it is the accuser who is moving our hearts or putting thoughts into our minds?" He says, "They will bring about a darkness of soul. They will disturb us interiorly. They will move us to low and earthly thoughts. They will disquiet us with temptations. They will bring us to a lack of confidence, a lack of hope, and a lack of love, which move us to slothfulness, tepidity, and sadness." Okay, those are pretty clear, right? He says, when is it the Spirit of God, the Advocate, who is moving us and putting thoughts in our minds? He says, "He will inflame us with love of God. He will move us to tears that cause us to rejoice. He will stir our hearts to hope, to faith, and to charity. And most of all, He will bring about a deep quiet, a peace, and a joy." Now, when I read those, I thought, gosh, it seems like I'm listening to the accuser a lot more than the Holy Spirit. Right? Or why does it seem like the accuser tells me much more than the Holy Spirit does? My brothers and sisters, I think it's because we've bought the lies that the accuser has said for so many years that we continually give in to them so easily. Our Lord wants us to know there's an advocate and there's an accuser so that we only listen to the voice of one and reject the voice of the other.